In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Then Jesus came forward and touched the bier, and the bearer stood still. And he said, "Young man, I say to you, rise." Today's Hebrew and gospel lessons give us accounts of how two young men who were dead came back to life. Though these two accounts were separated by a period of almost 1,000 years, they were very similar in their details. The mothers of both those persons were widows, and the prospects of their future life without their sons was pretty bleak. Both mothers were grieving at the loss of their children in their untimely death. And in both cases, something miraculous happened. In one case, it was Prophet Elijah, and in the other, Jesus, who brought the dead young men back to life. And promptly, the people who witnessed these miracles glorified God. These are wonderful stories. But they are not easy for us to hear, because so many of us have been in that position of those widows. However, there is no prophet or Jesus around us to feel compassion for the grieving of our losses and bring back the lives. We lose people we dearly love in untimely death all the time, especially of gun violence in this country. As we are observing today in our churches, the National Gun Violence Awareness Day, by wearing orange, let me cite you some of the most terrifying statistics with regard to gun violence in our country. In USA, we lost this past year 34,500 people. They were shot to death, 34,500. And an additional 27,000 are living with wounds they sustained. These casualties roughly equal to more than 2 times the population of Phoenixville in 1 year. Then imagine the number of all the grieving mothers and fathers, spouses, siblings, children and friends and loved ones. We lose every week 2 toddlers, children aged 1 to 3, shoot themselves or others with a gun. Every year, 560 American women are shot to death by a romantic partner. Homicide is the leading cause of death in the U.S. among African American females 15 to 45 years, and the 7th leading cause of premature death among women overall. 750 children, 75% of them under age 12, were killed by gunfire in 2015. Roughly half of the people killed with guns each year in the U.S. are black men, who constitute just 6% of the population. So today, we are grieving. More than 60 Episcopal bishops, including our presiding bishop, are grieving over the preventable and avoidable death in our country. Today, more than 85% of Americans are grieving for the loss of lives due to guns and are asking for meaningful reforms in gun violence, in gun ownership. Parents of young children at Sandy Hook Elementary School continue to grieve, as even after 3.5 years, there is no movement, only more killing. After that tragedy in Sandy Hook, a child under 12 was shot and killed in this country every other day. In another 2 weeks, we will mark the first anniversary of Charleston, South Carolina shooting, which was one of the 353 incidents of mass shooting in 2015 alone. How many more children, how many more young men and women, and how many more innocent bystanders must be sacrificed at the altar of our right to bear arms? Haven't we spilled enough blood? Haven't we shed enough tears? Haven't we grieved enough? Lord, when are you going to soften the heart of Pharaoh? When is that our legislators, the people we elect, see our grief and our tears and do what is necessary? Sometimes religious leaders are told to shut up, mind their own business, and stay out of politics and divisive issues such as this. Responding to this, Bishop Mark Beckwith of Newark Diocese says, "Our answer is twofold. First, to speak in the language of one of Jesus' best-loved parables. We must not only be good Samaritans, ministering to the man who fell in among thieves. We must also make safe the road from Jericho to Jerusalem." And that is an inherently political business. And second, this issue is not as divisive as it may seem. Today, majority of Americans, 85%, supports legislation requiring background checks for all gun purchases. So today, we grieve not only for people who are dead and dying and will die due to gun violence in our country. We also grieve for our helplessness in saving ourselves from the grip of death. We grieve because of our inability to convince our legislators to change their minds. We grieve also because there are people who think that the church should not be talking about this issue because it is politics, and politics is out of the realm of God and religion. Well, enough ranting. Let me get back to our gospel lesson. Then Jesus came forward and touched the bier, and the bearer stood still. And he said, "Young man, I say to you, rise." Does Jesus heal our pain and our sorrow today? Or is he absent in our pain and our sorrow? The other day, I read a short article written by Elizabeth Gilbert. Most of you probably know her from her book, Eat, Pray, and Love. In it, she says, in the article that she wrote, says, "When the world feels cold and dark and lonely, take heart. Anybody can make their corner of it brighter." You know, Elizabeth was stuck on a crosstown bus in New York City during rush hour a few years back. The traffic was barely moving. The bus was filled with cold and tired people who were deeply irritated. Irritated with one another, irritated with the rainy and sleety, cold weather. And they were irritated with the world itself. Two men barked at each other about a shove that might or might not have been intentional. A pregnant woman got in, and nobody offered her a seat. Rage was in the air. Tension was palpable. No mercy would be found here. But as the bus approached 7th Avenue, the driver got on the intercom. "Folks," he said, "I know you have had a rough day and you are frustrated. I can't do anything about the weather or the traffic. But here is what I can do for you. As each one of you get off the bus, I will reach out my hand to you. As you walk by, drop your troubles into the palm of my hand, okay? Don't take your problems home to your families tonight. Just leave them with me. My route goes right by Hudson River. And when I drive by there later, I will open the window and throw all your troubles into the water. Sound good? It was as if a spell had lifted. Everyone burst out laughing. Faces gleamed with surprised delight. People who had been pretending for the past hour not to notice each other's existence were suddenly grinning at each other. Is this guy serious? Oh yes, he was serious. At the next stop, just as he promised, the driver reached out his hand, palm up, and waited. One by one, all the exiting commuters placed their hand just above his hand. I mimed as if they the gesture of dropping something into his palm. Some people, as they did this, and some teared up, but everyone did. The driver repeated the same lovely ritual at all stops, all the way to the river. Friends, yes, we live in a hard world, a difficult world. It is difficult to be a human being. We find some days are really, really hard to live our life. Sometimes it goes on for a while, maybe for years, as if when we go through that, we feel that it is not going to end any time. We struggle and we fail. We lose jobs, money, friends, faith, love, health. We witness horrible things happening in our neighborhoods, in the country, in the world, murder, rape, human trafficking, migrants drowned and washed ashore. All these things are happening. ISIS, you name it. There are times when everything seems cloaked in darkness. For the people in that biblical city of Nain, their day started as hard and dark with one of their own dead young. However, their morning came to an end when Jesus came into their city, into their life, and reversed the dance of death. He brought joy and life into that city, to that mother of that young man. Today, in our world of darkness and violence and death, we, the church, the followers of Jesus, are the ones who are called to be the light, to be like that driver on that bus in New York City. We are called to be the very agents of illumination our situation begs for. Jesus, we plead to you today, just as you entered into that city of Nain and stopped that funeral procession by touching the bier and turning their night of weeping into a day of joy. March into our nation's capital and touch the hearts and minds of our legislators and make this unending funeral procession due to gun violence to a halt. You can do it. And Jesus, help us. Help us understand today it is through each one of us that you act in the world.